Tiffany woke up, still alive, not chopped up. Unfamiliar birds were singing. She sat up and looked around the room. Her clothes had been neatly folded. The fossil and the lucky stone and the other things had gone from the chest of drawers. It was only after a frantic search that she found them back in the box in her suitcase. Right. Well, today she would get answers. She went downstairs. It had been dark last night, so she hadn't noticed the posters stuck up all down the stairs. They were from circuses, covered with clowns and animals and old-fashioned poster lettering. Thrills galore, hurry, hurry. Professor Monty Bladder's Three-Ring Circus and Cabinet of Curiosities. See the horse with his head where his tail should be. See the amazing dislocating Jack put a lion's head in his actual mouth. See the egress. The flying pastrami brothers will defy gravity without a net. Wonder at Topsy and Tipsy, the astounding mind-reading act. See Clarence, the tap-dancing mule. And so it went on. They were strange things to find in a cottage in the woods. She went into the kitchen. Miss Level was sitting at the kitchen table, and so was Miss Level. There were, in fact, two of her, exactly alike.
Sorry, said the Miss Level on the right. I thought it best to get it over with.
Oh, I see, you're twins.
No, said the Miss Level on the left. I'm not. I'm a bit more complicated than that, because this might be a little difficult.
I'm one person with two bodies, said the first Miss Level, and they spoke like players in a tennis match, slamming the words back and forth.
I wanted to break this to you gently, because some people get upset by the
idea and find it creepy or
just plain
weird.
The two bodies stopped.
You mean you both?
No, there is no both, said the Miss Level on the right. There's only me. I know it's hard, but I have a right hand and a right hand and a left hand and a left hand. It's all me. If it helps, think of me as one
person with four arms
and four legs and
four eyes.
All four watched Tiffany nervously. And two noses.
Right, you've got it.
But one of you, one half of you, came to two shirts for me.
Oh, yes, I can split up like that. I can go shopping and stay home at the same time. And now, I think, a cup of tea would do us both good.